Just how can you find happiness and joy in your life? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And Derwin Gray talks about happiness and what Jesus has to say about that.
Jesus is inviting us into God's kind of happiness. And if people would say, what is God's kind of happiness? And I would say this, happiness is about God making you into the person you were created to be. That's what happiness is. It is no longer dependent upon externals. It is dependent upon the internal, eternal love of God who is shaping us to be a reflection of Jesus. So happiness and holiness are two sides of the same coin. Holiness simply means Christ-likeness. And so God's greatest passion and desire, the reason why he gives us his blood, the reason why he gives us his resurrection, is to make us like Jesus. And so right there in the book of Matthew, God is saying your happiness and your holiness are tethered together as you allow the Spirit of God to move you into becoming a person that's poor in spirit.
Derwin says that being poor in spirit doesn't mean relying on yourself and doing what you want.
It means to be God-reliant, a person that laments. What does that mean? What breaks your heart breaks God's heart. A person that's humble. What does that mean? You have God-fidence. A person that hungers and seeks righteousness. What does that mean? You join God in bringing his kingdom to earth. And then you become a peacemaker. You're humble. You're pure in heart. And then the last is this. You're persecuted, meaning there's something about your life that the enemy says, I need to slow down because they're doing too much damage against my kingdom. And so that's the happiness that we were created for.
Perhaps you want to learn more about what it means to really know and follow God. Just go to makingyourlifecount.com and click on the Who is Jesus tab.